You no doubt have been seeing surveys, news reports about the state of mental health among teens, and it's not a pretty picture. So that's why this is important. The Biden-Harris administration, they announced this past week, more than $95 million in awards across 35 states that will increase access to school-based mental health services, strengthen the pipeline of mental health pros in high-need school districts. This is all courtesy of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which was signed into law back in June of last year. Same time, the Department of Education has awarded $286 million. This is across 264 grantees in 48 states and territories. This will boost the training, hiring, diversification of mental health professionals. This goes through two grants, the SBMH, School-Based Mental Health Grant Program, and the MHSP, which is the Mental Health Service Professional Grant Program. This all follows the awarding of $46 million to 67 grantees. This was back in December. So that means the Department of Education will fund a total of 160 mental health service professional grantees across the country. They'll be training, place thousands of certified mental health providers in schools that have the most need. Again, referring back to the studies we've seen, there's a lot of schools with a lot of need for mental health help for the kids in their classrooms. Over the next 5 years, the Department of Education will invest the remainder of the $1 billion as provided by the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act in mental health professionals for schools through the two programs, MHSP and the SBMH. Looking at some of the specifics, as far as the MHSP demonstration grants for the Northeast, Rowan University here in New Jersey is getting $645,198. They did some estimating, too, regarding the number of new school-based mental health professionals they project to be hired with the two programs. For New Jersey, they see a total of 221 new school-based mental health professionals. In comparison, let's see here, in New York, they see is gaining 395, Massachusetts 400. Which state in the Northeast do you think they see as gaining the most mental health pros for schools? Maryland, 521, that's their estimate. So with the help of these funds, this is as of July, compared with the pre-pandemic period, the number of school social workers, that's up 48%. Number of school counselors, up 10%. The number of school nurses, that's up by 42%. And the number of school psychologists, that has increased by 10%. Again, I have to stress the importance of this because when you look at the rate of depression among teens, let's look at a report. This is from Stats of 2021, most recent ones that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could collect. According to this study called the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance Survey, CDC found 10.2% of U.S. high school students said they had attempted to kill themselves in the past 12 months. That's up around 8% in 2019. Number of high school students who thought about suicide but didn't attempt it in the past 12 months was 22.2% in 2021. That's up from 18.8% in 2019, last time the survey was done. This includes 30% of females in that age group, and that's up from 24.1% 2 years before. CDC also found that 30% of high schoolers also said they had poor mental health most of the time. What do you think the number was for girls, specifically? 30% overall. Girls, 40%. They also found that 1 out of 3 high school students are drug users, 1 in 6 use marijuana on a regular basis, 1 in 4 drinking alcohol, 1 in 16 on opioids. The report found nearly 1 in 30 students regularly walk around with a gun. Data was gathered during the COVID pandemic, really at its height when you look at the timeline. So that, yeah, even the CDC is saying that could have had a bit of an influence on the increase in the numbers, the report found. And this was a national survey, too. The survey had 17,232 youths from 152 schools spread across 45 states.